Good morning and welcome to episode 94 of Martin Uncut. Today it's May the 18th, 2021. Today's episode is Shadow and Bone. I quite often is to maybe exaggerate a bit, but from time to time I speak about literature, and today I was thinking to talk a little bit about literature and movies or a series. I am a great sci-fi and fantasy guy. That is kind of the fiction that I prefer to read. And today I want to talk a little bit about a Netflix series that I found and related to another book that I read before. So I think 15 years ago probably, I was going to go on a long road trip, and I was at that time an Audible customer, and I think I have around 150 books or something that I listened to, and that was before there was any other real audio book provider, at least in Sweden. We have competitors now that also have books in Swedish, which is a good thing to have. But back then, Audible was the big one, and that was also before Audible was bought by Amazon. But anyhow, I was going to go on a long road trip, so I was looking around, or maybe I was going to fly somewhere. I don't know where I was going to go. I was at least going to need to listen to something for a long time. So I looked around in the library, and I found a book by Terry Goodkind, and the book's name was The Wizard's First Rule. And you may have heard about this. It's actually The Wizard's First Rule is the first book in a series. I think there is like 12 or 15 books in the series. I didn't know that when I bought the book. The audiobook is 31 or 32 hours long, so you can imagine it's an epic story. And The Wizard's First Rule is about young Richard. And young Richard, he lives in, I think it's called Westland or Westfold or something like that. It's a long time I read these books now, so it's from my memory all. In this country, there is no magic. And they are divided from the rest of the realm by something called the Wall. And this wall is a big you can't travel through it, because inside there is essentially hell or demons. So you will be killed if you go through this wall. And in this first book, they start to tell you a little bit about the story around the book or around the wall, why it's there. On the other side of the wall, there is another country. And there's actually multiple countries around this realm. But in this country, they have magic. And in the beginning of the book, Richard meets a mysterious woman in the woods. And it turns out that she is a person having magical features. So essentially what she is, she's on a quest to find a magician. And there is another magician here also in this land without the magic. And essentially, Richard is the main character. And I don't want to spoil anything here, but Richard and this, I think her name is Caitlin or Catherine, something like that. They go out on an epic journey together. So I definitely recommend this book. And there is so many books after this one in this series. Terry Goodkind has, I like the way he writes. It's not too fast, and he describes everything, and there is a lot of feelings. He describes a lot of feelings. And I know actually that Terry Goodkind, I think he's a dyslexic or was a dyslexic. He passed away this fall, I think, unfortunately. And he could produce these fantastic books anyhow. So that's a really, really nice thing, that even if you have dyslexia, you can still manage to do this thing. So don't let that overcome you if you have that challenge. Anyhow, that is a fantastic book, a fantastic series. I'd recommend it so much. It's just fantastic. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but sometimes I want to watch like a movie or something. And a few days ago, I was in that mood that I wanted to sit down in the sofa and watch something that is a little bit adventurous, So I just browsed around on Netflix, and I was just lucky that I got hold of the TV, because usually one of the kids just hog the TV and I don't have the chance to watch what I want. I'm pretty tired of Peppa Pig and those kind of things. But I got the TV for myself and I could choose. And I found this new Netflix series. It was called Shadow and Bone. And I looked at the trailer and it looked fantastic, actually. But I also know that a lot of the materials that comes out from Netflix, I don't want to say shit, but it is. It's really, really bad. It doesn't resonate at all with me. But I thought, well, let's give it a chance. So I turned on this. I thought it was a movie first, but then I realized it was an 8-episode series. And it took probably 15 minutes, and then I was so hooked. This is a fantastic series. I love this series. And it reminds me a lot of the world that Terry Goodkind described. So in The Shadow and Bone, we will meet a person, Alina Starkov. She is an orphan because she was orphaned when someone or a bad magician created what's called a fold. And essentially the fold is a wall dividing this realm in two. You can cross through the fold, but if you do that, it's with great risks, because in the fold there is demons that is essentially consuming people if they can find the people. But you can pass through it. But otherwise, it's very similar world compared to the Terry Goodkind world. In the Shadow and Bone one, there is magic. There is people having magics. They have one type of magic each person. So essentially, you could be a fire wizard, essentially. You could control the wind, or you could construct things. Or you could be a black magic or a black heretic that could control the shadow or the darkness. And the type of wizard that they have waiting for is the sun summoner. So essentially a person that can control light, because they hope that this person can remove the fold, delete the fold from the realm and free the realm essentially. And of course, Alina is that person. She doesn't know that because she has avoided all the testing and everything. So she is a cartographer. And she and her childhood friend, Mal, Mal is a soldier now. And Alina, she's a cartographer in the army. So she's making maps. And they meet up at this point where the ships goes through the fold to the other side. And just by chance, Mal gets voted to be one of the persons on this ship going over. And Alina, she is sneaking on the ship or gets on the ship as well, because she destroys the map just so she can be with Mal when they go over. She doesn't want to leave him because she more or less expects that they will die. It's a really big risk to go through the fold. So they go on this ship and they go through the fold. And of course, the ship is attacked by the demons. And most of the people just get killed. But as a demon tries to take Alina off the ship and Mal is holding her back to the ship, she manages to summon light and she kills all of the demons around them. So they are essentially free. And that is how she is discovered that she is the Sun Summoner. And that's what the whole series then is about. And the thing with this series, it's a fantasy series. There is magic, there is mystery, and a little bit of politics as well. But the range of characters in this series is kind of what is making it really good. It's not only dead serious people in this, like Alina, she is dead serious, and Mal as well. They are like, oh, the world is going under. But there are also people in here that is humorous, that are different. So there is a lot of nuance to the characters in the series, and that is really fun. And the thing is, if you watch this series, you need to have an eye on details, because it all sticks together. There is some things, of course, that is just the scene around, but there is a lot of things here that is details that ties things together from the first episode to the last, and it's very well thought through. So when I found this, I was super happy, and I actually have seen the whole series in 2 days. I watched 8 episodes. It's a fantastic series. If you have like some time over, take a look at it. You will definitely not regret it. So that was what I had for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you did, why not recommend it to a friend, a family, or a coworker? Or if you have the time, go into iTunes and give me a review. That would help other people to find the podcast and make the audience grow. And that would put a big smile on my face. So until tomorrow, ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.